It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Is an artist more productive when he's happy, or more productive when she's sad? A Polish economist has found the answer to this question using software that analyzes composers' language in their letters. The Polish economist Karol Jan Borowiecki, who previously examined the link between art and war, charted the emotional life of three composers using their correspondence. His study of three great musical geniuses, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt, provides evidence that it might be misery that inspires masterpieces. Using text analysis software, he identified words indicating positive and negative feelings, then classified the overall emotional tone of each letter. He then compared the emotional states revealed in those letters with the number of important works the composer wrote the following year. He found that the composers wrote the largest number of important works after having negative moods, like sadness, anxiety, and anger. He also found out that job security resulted in reduced creative output, as did being married. Taking a clue from Portland's wildly popular food carts, the Portland Opera has inaugurated an opera cart that's traveling all over the community this summer. At each stop, the cart, actually a converted truck that carries a fold-out stage, offers a menu of arias, duets, and ensemble pieces, and a cast of three singers and a pianist gives a short performance. Officially known as the Opera a la Carte Mobile Performance Venue, it's an effort to make opera more accessible, said Portland Opera's Director of Artistic Ops, Claire Borovac. Many people think that opera is elitist or it's not for them, Borovac said. To counter that notion, they decided to base an outreach project after the food truck culture that's popular in cities like Portland and right here in Phoenix. Response from the opera's singers has been enthusiastic, with some cast members of the opera's current productions performing with the cart on their days off. Portland Opera worked with architecture students at Portland State to create the cart design, which was manufactured locally. Local and national grants pay for the opera a la carte programs and musicians. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.